Happy Cinco de Mayo, everybody. I don't know that sounds like a caricature of Cinco de Mayo, but whatever. Happy Cinco de Mayo. It's the 5th, and we're drinking blood orange margaritas with Nikki Allen from Knife and Tine. Thank you so much for coming in. I know you're generally Patty's friend, but thank you for coming in.
Of course. Thank you for having me on.
Oh, absolutely. We're very excited to. Because normally when I see you, it's at 2 in the morning when I'm just starting to work, and you always offer me a drink, and I'm like, I can't. And you just said to me as you walked in, well, I know you don't drink. No, it's not that I don't drink. It's that I can't drink when I'm working till 5 in the morning because I'll fall asleep.
This whole time I thought you just didn't want to have my drinks.
I love drinks. But when you have to work from 2 to 5 a.m., it's very tough to go, yeah, let's have a drink. And then the 3 a.m. hour, I'll just nap, you know?
Fair enough.
So it's that.
Okay.
So, yes, I will drink blood orange margaritas with you. I'm very happy to do so. And to say that that's actually very delicious.
Thank you.
Because I didn't, when you said blood orange margarita, I was kind of like, okay, I'll do that. But it's really good.
Thank you so much. Cinco de Mayo, the 5th of May. We're so close to the summertime. So this is fun, easy drink to make.
And that's
home.
What I wanted to talk about because it's very exciting that we're at this time of year where it's starting. I mean, we're barely starting to see it, and we get a couple days and then it gets cold again. But we know that right around the corner, we're going to be able to head out on the back porch at night or just hang outside with friends. And there's some drinks to make. You know, sometimes you want to drink beer, but sometimes that's a little heavy. What are some really good? So a blood orange margarita, very easy to make, I'm guessing.
Yes.
What's in this?
So I like to make drinks that are delicious, but super easy to make. And okay. Also, there's this term that we use at the restaurant that very simple drinks like this that do well in the summer. We call them patio pounders.
Okay.
Because that's all you do. You drink on your patio and just drink all day.
Yeah.
And it gets done so smoothly and it catches up to you.
Yeah.
Later in the day. But so this one, all I did was use reposado tequila and some blood orange juice, which you can get freshly squeezed at Mariano's. Shake.
Oh.
And then I have a little salt rim. So super simple. And I can definitely make it a little bit more complex with more layers. But this one is just so fun and
Would you add more layers?
So at the restaurant, I have a cocktail with tequila, lime juice, a little bit of chili liqueur. It's a little spice to it.
Mm.
And then I make my own salt rim. So I have lime zest, paprika, and chili flakes in the salt. So the salt itself is really pretty because there's green and red.
Yeah, it's colorful.
It's colorful, but then it's very tasty
as well.
With
the chili powder, there's going to be a little bit of a kick. Does that almost become a little, I may be way off here, a little Bloody Mary-like?
It can be because I use that same salt rim for brunch, my brunch cocktails.
Okay.
So, yeah, you're on the right track.
Interesting.
But I like to tell people what their favorite drinks. So, mm-hmm. Margaritas, lime juice, tequila, and simple syrup.
Mm-hmm.
Try to think of something that you really like as well. So, if you want to try to do blood orange margaritas, just take a little cool modern spin to these cocktails. So, for, like, beer, one of my, my favorite not popular beer would be Old Style.
Okay.
I don't like drinking it by itself, so I'll do half Old Style and half Limeade. So I made myself
really?
Like a little Radler. So it's like a little Limeade or lemonade. You can use lemonade too. Half lemonade, half Limeade with some Old Style.
That's interesting. That's sort of like the margarita in a beer thing.
Yeah.
Sort of.
Yes.
So Old Style and Limeade.
Yeah, I love that. Like especially when I'm at a picnic or something.
And is that over a ton of ice, I would imagine?
No ice. I don't use ice, but you
really?
Can use ice. Ice sounds good too. Yeah.
Half Old Style, half Limeade.
Yeah, that's my confession.
And did you create that?
I guess.
And
yeah.
What do you call that?
I don't know. I don't have a name for it.
Need to name
my
that.
My picnic beer, I guess.
And why? Because the Old Style doesn't taste quite good enough on its own.
Right.
You like a little.
But then it's also very light. Because
yeah.
It's light, it's refreshing, yeah. And you can drink that all day. And people are bringing those crappy beers to the picnics anyways.
Yeah.
You can't drink craft beers all day long.
Mix
you can
them
drink
up a little bit.
Yeah.
Craft beers get a little too heavy.
Yes.
Right?
I agree.
With a drink like this blood orange margarita that you made, if you have friends out on the patio and think, you know, I guess it depends on taste, but do you recommend you're outside, it's hot, you're going to be drinking for a long time, easier on the tequila, especially earlier in the day? Or
yeah.
Do you just...
Or, I mean,
always
but if you're
the same.
If you're going to be drinking all day anyways, you are hydrating with the blood orange juice and the ice that's melting.
Don't worry,
down.
You're
know,
hydrating.
Fine.
You're fine.
It's fine. It's okay. So there you go.
Nikki Allen is here from Knife and Tine. You can find them at 1417 West Fullerton Avenue in Lincoln Park. Almost 2 years you guys will be celebrating
yes.
soon. What kind of foods do we find at Knife and Tine?
It's New American cuisine. So okay. Traditional food like chicken dumplings, a pork chop, a burger. But we just kick it up a notch. It's awesome. Modern twist. Again, like the cocktails. Really fun, delicious food, but just really cool seasonal ingredients. So
How did Patty find you guys? Because you're on Patty's show all the time. How did you guys become such good friends?
Carissa Schaefer, one of the proprietors of the restaurant, actually just called in. She called in on Patty's show and said, next time you guys are hungry, please let us bring some food for you guys. Yeah. And she did. And now we always come to Patty's show. Cool. It's awesome.
Okay. So we're talking summertime drinks. Different variations on the margarita, of course, are always good. In the last year, insanely popular, once again, is the Moscow Mule.
Yes.
Which had been gone forever. And it's funny. We were out at a restaurant with some friends, and they ordered a Moscow Mule, and it came in this copper mug. And we looked at it, and Colleen and I said, oh, my God, we have those at home. Colleen's grandparents had them forever when we used to visit in Florida. They both passed away, and we have them now. And we're so excited we make these Moscow Mules now at home in these awesome copper mugs, which really you would never think. You know, I always like, oh, can I put your beer in this glass? Can I put your wine in this glass? I'm like, really, does it make a difference? The copper mug is an incredible thing for a Moscow Mule because it keeps it so ridiculously cold.
Yes. So the reason why the copper mug started was in the 1930s, 1940s, during the World War II propaganda. I don't remember who sold it to who, but they wanted to start selling copper to make more money. So the vodka team and the copper team teamed up together and made these really awesome advertisements with celebrities. I don't remember the celebrities' names, but in America, drinking in these posters, Moscow Mules out of copper mugs, and that's what made it so popular.
Wow.
There's no reason for a Moscow Mule to be in a copper mug except for back in the 1930s and 40s for them to sell more copper
to consumers.
So,
but it does work.
Think it works. It does keep it colder.
Although, if you want to go buy a mug now, like at Crate and Barrel or something, they're ridiculously expensive. We bought a set for friends for their birthday or something or Christmas. They were $25 each.
Yes.
I think at Crate and Barrel.
Amazon Prime. Set of four, it's like $25. So there you go.
Well, that's a better deal then. Okay. How do you generally, there's a lot of variations within the Moscow Mules as well, isn't there?
So many. So Moscow Mule is vodka and ginger beer. Dark and Stormy is dark rum and ginger beer. A Kentucky Bourbon is bourbon with ginger beer. I have a really fun one at the restaurant called Strawberry Rhubarb Mule.
Okay.
And it's with white rum, ginger beer, strawberries, rhubarb bitters, and mint. So it's like a strawberry rhubarb pie. It's delicious.
Is that so? Sometimes when you describe a drink like that, I wonder, okay, that sounds delicious for one drink. That sounds to me like, well, I wouldn't drink that over the next 4 hours. Let's have one of those, and then we have to move on to something else. So what would you, if you were out on the patio and you made these strawberry rhubarb mules for everybody, would you then say, do you want another one? Or would you say, hey, here's what I'm going to make you next?
I would probably make that strawberry rhubarb mule in a huge punch bowl.
Oh, okay.
So that would be something that you can still drink all day.
Okay.
But there's so many variations on all these really cool classic drinks that I love to do a spinoff on them. Like, people always think of sangria as red, but totally try with white wine and do peaches and pineapple instead of the traditional, like, apples and berries. So just, you can do so many different things.
Do a lot of people make their own sangrias?
Yes, but when people do that, I think they use like leftover wine and lots of sugar. I try to make it, you know, a lot healthier too, because you don't want to get that headache you get from wine and then the next day.
When you make sangria, do you put sugar in it?
I like to use like a honey.
Okay.
So I'll do half honey, half water to dilute it to make it a little bit less sweet, but also just to give it that little sweetener that people do expect from sangria. So I like putting honey instead of regular sugar.
And then what kind of wine are you putting in there? Is it very specific, like what you'll buy and put in it? Or is there a lot of variation in what you can use?
It can be calculated because wine is so different. You can get a cab, which is more fuller bodied and heavier. You can get a Merlot, which is going to be more fruitier. You can do depends on different things. So depends on what you want.
773 says you can also check out TJ Maxx or Marshall's for better prices on the Moscow Mule copper mugs. Nikki Allen is in studio from Knife and Tine at 1417 West Fullerton Avenue. We're talking about summer drinks. If you've got a suggestion or an idea or you have a question for bartender Nikki, you can call 312-981-7200. Matt in for Patty on 720 WGN. Matt Pubalin for Patty Vasquez on Radio 720 WGN. Happy Cinco de Mayo, everybody. Is this a huge day for restaurants and bars? I imagine it is. It probably depends a lot on what day of the week Cinco de Mayo falls on a Thursday night, I would think the bars and restaurants are pretty packed tonight, right?
Yeah. I mean, especially if they're doing bar specials.
Did you guys do specials at Knife and Time tonight for Cinco de Mayo?
We actually have happy hour Tuesday through Friday. So if you come in between...
So any night is a fun night.
Yes, every night is a fun night. So if you come in from 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. and sit at the bar, you can do really awesome half-price drinks, wine, beer, cocktails, mm-hmm. and really cool bar snacks, which... I brought a couple for you guys,
too. You did bring a lot of snacks in tonight. Too many. So, Rob and Roger, make sure you stop by downstairs when you can. So, we talked about Moscow Mules. We talked about different types of margaritas. Is there anything else that's a good, light, sitting out on the patio drink you'd recommend to people to try this summer?
So many.
That's easy to make at home, especially?
Easy to make. Like, punch bowls. Depends on what your favorite. I mean, there's so many to do. Very popular would be mint. With the Kentucky Derby.
So like a mint julep?
Yes. The Kentucky Derby is what, this Saturday?
I think it's on Sunday.
Sunday?
Or is it on Saturday?
Saturday, Sunday, maybe. But that's going to be very popular.
Okay.
And bourbon, rum, mint, lemons, all of that is so good. Basil is really good in drinks. I like to do basil in drinks. I used to do a gin, lime, and basil martini. That's very yummy. And I don't know. There's so many.
But you mentioned punch bowls earlier, and that's an interesting idea because a lot of times when you have people over, you have to keep making drinks, or somebody's stuck kind of making drinks all night long. Especially if you have more than four people, pretty much every moment somebody's running out of their drink, right? But if you make this big punch bowl, then that lasts for however long it lasts. But do you worry then? So when I make a punch bowl of a drink and there's probably ice in it, then I would think. Or do you make it with no ice so that then they just pour in a cup with ice if they want ice? That way it doesn't dilute as it goes on?
I'd probably do that route.
Yeah.
Or if you can somehow get really cool ice cubes that you freeze on your own, just like the really big, like 2 inches
big balls
by...
or something?
Yeah.
Of ice?
Yeah.
What are you giggling at? This isn't Patty here.
Yeah.
I meant that as a ball of ice, for goodness sake. Jeez, Nikki. But does that get tough to make a big punch bowl of a drink? Because when I'm mixing a little drink in a cup, that's easier to measure out. But then when you're in this big bowl, it gets very easy to go, well, that was too much of that or too much of that.
No, because that's what makes it fun. If you're going to be doing like a half bottle of vodka and a half bottle of rum in the punch bowl, then add a whole gallon of orange juice and then do maybe a quart of simple syrup and just add everything else in there. That's super easy, I think. I think it's easier to make a big punch bowl than it would be to make 10 individual craft cocktails. So
be quicker, that's for sure, right?
Yes.
And then they can do their own work, pour it into their own
Definitely.
Cups and keep moving on with the night. What about fruit and alcohol? You often see like people putting a vodka bottle into a watermelon or something like that. Is that easy to do? Is it recommended? Is it like, oh, that's silly, you shouldn't be doing that?
So I love to do infusions.
Okay.
I actually did one with Patty and, oh my goodness, what was his name? It starts with a C. But anyways, we did an infusion.
Craig?
No, not Craig. He was one of the sports guys during the day.
Mark Carmen?
No, but anyways, we did an infusion upstairs with whiskey.
Okay.
A whole apple. Two cinnamon sticks, and then a couple of vanilla beans. And then I let that sit for a week, and it tastes like apple pie.
So wait.
So a whole bottle of bourbon.
Okay.
This is like the recipe that I actually did
okay.
with them upstairs. A whole bottle of bourbon, a sliced apple.
So you slice up an apple, decor it.
Mm-hmm. No seeds, no skin.
In.
And then cinnamon sticks. And then I think it was like six vanilla beans, where you can buy it at a spice shop.
And you let them sit for a week?
For a week. So that's an infusion. And then
okay.
you just literally pour that over ice and it tastes like
apple pie. When you come back a week later, is all of that stuff dissolved away?
No.
Or is it still sitting in there?
It's still sitting in there.
So is that basically like...
So that's a winter one.
Is that like the moonshine that we see in stores now? There's apple pie moonshine. There's all these moonshines. That's sort of what that is?
Yeah, but that's also a trend. Everything is flavored. There's flavored
yes.
vodka. There's flavored bourbon now. There's flavored everything. So that in itself is the moonshine jumping on the flavored trend.
Right.
But if you want to do this super easy at home, you can slice up a fresh pineapple and let that sit overnight with white rum. Just 24 hours.
Okay.
And you now have...
What do you put that in? Like a big mason jar? Or
yeah,
how do you mix
you can
that
do
together?
That. Okay. Yeah. Big mason jar, punch bowl.
Mm-hmm.
But
you'd
want to
cover
crafts.
It up if you were leaving it out overnight, right?
Yeah.
You wouldn't want that
okay.
to sit out in the
I put
oven.
It in the fridge and it's nice and cold for you the next morning.
So you just put white rum over a pineapple, chopped up pineapple, And then the next day you're drinking that and it's just like a pineapple infused white rum, basically.
Yes. And that gets dangerous because it's still the pure white rum.
Yeah.
And all it does is taste like pineapple. So that's when, if you want to make it into a cocktail, that's when you add your other ingredients and mixers in. But things can get very dangerous.
Nothing but trouble over at Knife and Tie. Nikki Allen is a bartender there. If you want to hang out, please do. You're more than welcome to hang out. Sam Panayotovich is coming in to talk a little White Sox and Cubs after the news. 312-981-7200. Matt Bubala with you on 720 WGN.